Our reading for today comes from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, and we'll beginning with verse 10. Each of you now is a new person. You're becoming more and more like your Creator, and you will understand Him better. Doesn't matter if you're Greek or Jew, if you're circumcised or not. You might be a barbarian or a Scythian. You may be a slave or a free person. Yet Christ is all that matters, and He lives in all of us. God loves you and has chosen you as His own special people. So be gentle, kind, humble, meek, and patient. Put up with each other and forgive anyone who does you wrong, just as Christ has forgiven you. Love is more important than anything else. It's what ties everything completely together. Each one of you is a part of the body of Christ, and you were chosen to live together in peace. So let the peace that comes from Christ control your thoughts. Be grateful. Let the message about Christ completely fill your lives, while you use all your wisdom to teach and instruct each other. With thankful hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. Whatever you say or do should be done in the name of the Lord Jesus, as you give thanks to God the Father because of Him. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Maybe you know the wording's a little different from that Colossians text, but tonight we read the contemporary English version because that ties in perfectly with what we're starting, especially with Promised Land Families. And if you're interested in this, you know, let us know and we'll get it to you. It's called Make Mealtime Family Time at Home or Out for a Meal. And they use the contemporary version. And put up with each other and forgive anyone who does you wrong, just as Christ has forgiven you. So I thought, why not? Why not have a little family time tonight? It's been a while, right? Especially as an Emmanuel family. I mean, my immediate family's not here, so we're going to have some fun with my extended family tonight. My extended family. And answer some of these things together and explore. And maybe by the end, you'll just put up with me. I don't know. Either way, we're going to go through this together. But when we think about what families do, what are families best at? You can think of that for yourself. You don't have to shout anything out. I bet something came to your mind right now. Maybe you're really good at actually having family time. Maybe you're really good about being there for the events that come up. Maybe you're good about reading stories before bedtime. Maybe you're good about having meals together. Maybe you're really good about seeing your extended family. Maybe you're really good about touching base with those that are far from home. Maybe you're really good just being family. That's the good part about being family. What are some other things we're really good at? Well, sometimes we can be really good at being mad at each other. Sometimes we can be really good about picking on each other. Sometimes we can be really good about hurting each other, which isn't the best. Sometimes we can be really good about ignoring each other. Sometimes there's so many things we can be so good at as a family. And sometimes, whether it's good or bad, we can be really good about putting up with each other as a family. I mean, if I am honest about my family, sometimes, yes, it's a lot easier to put up with them than to not. And think about that being the oldest. Sometimes you put up with the littlest brother who's about 6 years younger than you and wants to tag along and do all these fun things. And you just want to be with your friends, but fine. Come on. I'll put up with you. Come on with. Maybe you can relate to some of those things about times when you put up with each other. Or you could think of the Griswold family Christmas. That could probably be one of those examples. But when we think about that, when we think about this question of how Christ helps us put up with family and friends, how can Christ help us do that? How can Christ help us put up with each other, family and friends? And again, think about that for yourself. What are some ways that you think Christ can do that? Can Christ set an example for us? If you are going to be here on Sunday and hear the text from Sunday, maybe you'll hear about Jesus talking to the Pharisees who come and challenge him again and think, we've got him in the right spot at the right time. We're going to get him. And Jesus then turns everything around when they say, well, what are we supposed to do? We've got this money. Should we pay taxes? Should we not? What are we supposed to do? And Jesus looks at the coin, says, "Who's on it?" And they say, "The emperor." "We'll give to the emperor the things that are emperor and to gods that are gods." Finding a way to be with all those people in that moment in so many different ways. It's not always easy. But when we look at Christ, sometimes one of the ways that we can put up with each other is through for forgiveness. And if we're honest with ourselves, forgiveness is one of the hardest things we can possibly do. Anybody here think forgiveness is super, super easy? Anybody? You're all laughing, so I don't think there's any forgiveness in this room. Do you forgive me, Jason? Oh, thank you. Look, I was forgiven before I even rambled yet. We're not even to that point. Actually, we just got there. Anyway, we're forgiven. It's not easy, though. It can seem absolutely easy, but all we have to do really is turn on the news and see how hard it can be to forgive each other. If anybody watched any of the debates, you can know what I'm talking about. It's really hard to, yeah, it doesn't matter where you are. It's kind of a mess. But it can be hard to forgive each other because there's such a divide sometimes between each other. Forgiving others, forgiving family members, it can be more difficult than it sounds. And it is when we're honest with ourselves. It can be hard to forgive those that hurt us in one way or another. It is really hard. And yet when we look at the text for today, we're reminded that even when we're separated, even when we are from different places, different spaces, wherever we're at, Christ is still in all of us. No matter where you're at, Christ is there. And forgiveness can be hard because the best example of all is Christ and the forgiveness that comes from that and the long story of Christ coming into this world, Christ coming and being there for all those people because he's in all of us, being there in so many different ways, going all the way to the cross, forgiving each and every one that calls upon God, forgiving each person, each child of God. There's that love and forgiveness that we just can't match. I don't know if we could go that far. And yet, we're reminded of this. Christ forgives, but Christ doesn't forget. And what do I mean by that? I mean, it's good if Christ forgot about us, there wouldn't be much point. But Christ forgives. He forgives each and every one of us, each and every one of us out there, each and every one of us here. Forgiveness. So for each of us, it might be hard to forgive. It can be, and it is. But sometimes forgiving somebody, it really relieves you in a way that you've never thought possible, allows you to move in a different direction. It doesn't mean you forget that person. It doesn't mean you necessarily forget what's been done to you. But just forgiving them almost releases some of that from yourself. So when I remember that Christ has forgiven me, I too can forgive, would be how I would answer that. Knowing that Christ has forgiven me, somebody that, well, there's not a lot to forgive sometimes, not a lot worth forgiving. But Christ does each and every day, and Christ forgives you. And because of that, I feel like I can forgive and find a way to move forward with a love that ties all of us together. Sometimes love is really hard. Forgiving and love is hard. But sometimes when we can forgive in our own hearts, in a way we can put up with each other. We can bear with each other the burdens of life, whatever they are. We can love in ways that we've never been able to love before. A love that ties us all together through Christ. Not exactly the easiest topic to talk about tonight, but it's still something that's good to hear. Put up with each other and forgive anyone who does you wrong, just as Christ has forgiven you. And remember this, that love is more important than anything else, because it's what ties everything completely together. And that love can only come from Christ, who first forgave us and doesn't forget us. That's some good news to take home and good news to chew on as you go on in your week. Each and every day, remember that. Thanks be to God. Amen.